The second of the seven last words of Jesus is found in Luke 23:43. It says here, Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The second of the last words of Jesus on the cross was a promise to the thief who asked to be remembered when Jesus comes to his kingdom. The thief believed that Jesus is king. Christ acknowledged the simple faith of the thief. The thief who believed in Jesus may not have much idea about who Jesus is. He did not need to pray to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. He just expressed his faith by asking Jesus to remember him. That Friday afternoon, Jesus and the thief died. Christ resurrected after 3 days and spent 40 days with his disciples before he went back to heaven. Faith is like immigrating to a foreign country. Life in Canada is great, but not all who came to Canada would agree. Why? Laws in Canada are strictly implemented. To the disobedient, laws are aversion, but to the obedient, the laws of the land are delightful. Similarly, we are delighted to obey God's commands because of our faith in Him, not because of blessings. Primarily, our gladness to obey God depicts our faith in Him. When the thief asked Jesus to remember him, he had sensed the delight of being with Christ in the kingdom of heaven. To have faith in Christ is also to take delight in His promises. Like the thief, who had limited understanding about God's kingdom, we don't need to know everything that God has purposely concealed from us to believe Him. It is more important to be assured that our faith in Jesus is genuine. Delight in His promises inspires us to obey His instruction with the help of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, please take your proper place in the throne of my life and be my Lord. Fill me with your Spirit and help me find delight in obeying your commands. In your name, amen.